In Northwest News on 88.5 KPLU, as gamers roam the streets trying to catch Pokemon with their smartphones, we're examining a counter trend. These days, board games are also increasingly popular, and Seattle is a major epicenter for designers. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross has this profile of a local board game designer who toils mostly in obscurity, except among certain crowds.
Going to be drawing three.
There's some furious dice rolling going on at Card Kingdom in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood.
Swinging for the fences here. Come on.
It's the Monday night meetup for people who play the trading card game Dice Masters. Thomas Johnson and Nicole Davis are playing against each other using cards based on DC Comics superheroes.
Okay, Alfred, Batman. Action die to knock out my Alfred. Roll that. It landed. Alfred survives. Unblockable. Huzzah. Okay.
This board game store is just the sort of place where designer Mike Elliott is kind of a big shot.
Did you know that the guy who made this is based here?
Yeah,
we've seen him in on Monday nights from time to time.
The day that the game came out, Mike Elliott demoed it for me, and I've just been stuck on it ever since. I sold all my other games, and I've been playing Dice Masters ever since.
This is my home office.
That is Mike Elliott. The shelves in his office are stacked floor to ceiling with board games. There are also bags and boxes of components, lots and lots of plastic sleeves for card games, and
thousands of wooden cubes.
Elliott uses those to make custom dice. For example, when he was inventing Dice Masters.
We basically printed the dice on sticker paper, cut them up in strips, and then put them on the dice by hand.
There are not many people who are full-time freelance board game designers. Elliott says he's one of about a dozen in the whole country. He stumbled into this career by accident. In the 90s, he was working in a hospital lab in Arizona. He played the trading card game Magic the Gathering as a hobby. One time he was playing Magic in a tournament.
And I was talking with a couple of guys about what I thought was wrong with the game. And they're like, well, we work for the company. Would you like to fly up to Seattle and apply? And I'm like, sure.
In the tabletop game world, that company, Wizards of the Coast, is a big deal. It's based in Renton and now a division of Hasbro. Wizards of the Coast makes not just Magic the Gathering, but also Dungeons and Dragons. Elliott joined the company. He says Seattle is a hub for designers making what he calls core hobby games because there's so much technical talent here.
There's a really high correlation between tech people and core hobby board gaming. It's almost like a straight line.
Two ex-Microsoft guys created the board game Cranium. A Boeing worker founded Wizards of the Coast. Elliott left that company about a decade ago to freelance. He's published about 50 games, including one trading card game, Battle Spirits, that's a huge hit in Japan. It has its own TV show. And here's an example of the odd kind of fame Elliott has achieved. In the cartoon, there's a character based on him, a balding American game designer named Mike Elliott wearing a gold-fringed jumpsuit.
Beautiful, wonderful, hajimemashita, Jake-kun.
Here in the U.S., he mostly gets blank stares when he says he's a game designer. People think he means video games. He's learned to just kind of play along.
For a while, I was kind of like, okay, I'm just going to roll with it. And it's like, what do you do? I'm a game designer. Oh, like Angry Birds? I'm like, yeah, you know, like the pig on level 4 to the far right? That was mine.
Fame may be elusive, but Elliott can derive satisfaction knowing people are having fun playing games he introduced to the world.
Oh, come on.
Dodged a bullet.
What is going on right now?
Ashley Gross, KPLU News.